Hey there, listener. You've got 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes to a better outlook, better mindset, and hopefully a better you. That's right. This is Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. So I want to talk to you guys about difficult conversations. A lot of us have been having really intense dialogue with one another, I'd say the last quarter, right? If not more. I mean, pretty much many of you may have had conversations that include conflict, indecision, maybe a sense of fear has been prevalent in some of the talks you've had to have, or talks that you didn't want to have, but they were presented to you anyway. I get it. How do you have difficult conversations and still feel some sort of resolve? Well, let's talk about it, because that's not a quick answer and we only have 5 minutes. So the first thing I always say is, if you have to have a conversation with someone, kind of understand what it is you want to communicate. If you know what you want to communicate, that is a head start. You never want to go into a talk being clueless. You never want to go into a talk not understanding what your point is, because that will become very apparent very quickly and it will get you off kilter. So what I suggest is writing down your thoughts, keeping them clean and outlined. If you're mad at a person because of a statement they made, maybe write down specifically that point, but then underneath it, the subpoints of, I felt this way. My thought with what you wrote made me feel a certain sensation. I felt like you were talking about me. I felt like your statement was unfair. I feel like it was unfounded. Do you see what I'm saying? Have some understanding of what you're trying to really work through. You're doing the emotional work on you before you decide to do the emotional work on somebody else. I gotta tell you, when you go to somebody else with a conflict, but you don't even know what you're feeling inside, it shows. So it's good to kind of reconcile with yourself. Why do I feel upset by that? Why do I feel triggered? Why do I feel like it was about me or not about me and it should be about me, right? Because that can go both ways, correct? I'm sure you see where I'm going with this. You know, having that understanding is good. I would say even if you have like an index card, any size index card would work. Write down your points right there. You know, you don't have to get very exhaustive about it. But maybe 3 points are good. 3 little bullet points of your subtopic. Sit on it for a day if you can. If you can't, don't worry. But I would say at least give yourself some time to think through what you want to present and make sure that you're not projecting. Really reality test what you want to say to make sure you're not giving this person someone else's anger that you felt the other day. Make sure that you're not collecting a record of wrongs, if you will, and throwing it all at them at one point. That's not so good. So that's a good way to kind of start. Next, you'd approach that person. I would say separately, not in a big group. I would say message them, email them, make a phone call. If you can talk to them directly about the situation in those portals, that's great. If not, and you need to meet in person, that's a little different these days, isn't it? With COVID, it's hard to meet people in person. But if you're able to, some people are meeting and it is legal in some states, in most states now. If you want to do that and take that risk, wear your mask, be clear to social distance, but meet them out for coffee or something of that nature. I guess you can't really have coffee while you have a mask on, but you get my point. The goal is to really communicate clearly with them and to show respect when doing so. Try not to finger point. Try not to blame. Try not to belittle. Just share what's on your heart and what threw you off. And then you do the great thing that we are all called to do when we want something to go well. That's called listen. So that's a quick pointer for you guys. You know, it's a small tutorial. Is there more to this? Absolutely. But that will get you started if you need to actually have a difficult conversation. Clear out your points. Figure out what's wrong with you first. Approach them respectfully. Be ready to listen. That's your starters. All right, that's the start of a good conversation. All right, you guys, have a great rest of the day. Remember, subscribe and share. Have a podcast party. More people need to hear this, and that's up to you to make it happen. And up to me, of course. This has been Mental Health Moments with Tara, the podcast. Be well.